Shipwrecks, cannons, ghost forests of tree stumps thousands of years old. All of these have been uncovered this winter along the Oregon coast after severe storms led to massive beach erosion. Tiffany Booth has been checking out the beach discoveries. She works at the Seaside Aquarium in Seaside, Oregon. That's at the very northern tip of the coast. And Ms. Booth, tell us about these ghost forests first. What do they look like?
Really, they just look like trees coming right out of the sand, emerging from the surf. Anybody else that hadn't seen the beach before would probably not think anything of it, but us who live here know that they're not usual. We have these beautiful, just flat, sandy beaches, and all of a sudden they're kind of interrupted by these big stumps.
How big are they?
It kind of depends on what beach you're at and what you're seeing. There's some beaches, like up at Hug Point, where you're basically just seeing these root rods. So they're not really very big, and they've been quite pounded by the surf. If you head down south towards Arch Cape, you're seeing more like huge twigs and stumps hanging out. And those are probably outside of the sand about 2 feet.
Mm-hmm.
You only can see these things at low tide, so a lot of times they're still actually in the water.
And I gather that scientists have been testing these to figure out how old they are, and it's like 4,000 years old.
That's what the predictions are. There are some predictions that some of the stumps that you're seeing are almost 80,000 years old.
80,000 years old.
Yeah, we've got a couple of geologists that have been looking around the area and kind of observing and making, just having theories. Everything right now is basically a theory.
What's it like when you walk around among these ghost forests of stumps?
You know, it's really cool. It's one of the cooler things that I have seen or done on the beach. It kind of leaves you in awe. It's hard to wrap your brain around the fact that these stumps are 4,000 years old.
You sent us some photographs of these remarkable, I guess, stone formations. They're a rusty red color,
yeah,
coming right up out of the water. What are those?
Those are these iron formations. And these iron formations are formed basically with an iron oxide and minerals in the sand. And they build just these beautiful structures. Some of them are just kind of towers, and some of them are really long ribbon-like structures. And they're brilliant red, and they're just beautiful, especially when the sun's hitting them at sunset. I've been told that the formations can actually be about 10 feet tall. Once they're uncovered, they start getting destroyed right away. The rocks hit them. They're pretty fragile. And then they take on all sorts of formations after the rocks start hitting them.
Now, how long do you figure you have to watch all these things that have been uncovered before they get covered up by sand again?
You know, that's a really hard thing to predict. The sand moves on these beaches just like it's liquid. So these formations could be exposed one day and then not exposed the next.
Well, Tiffany Booth, it's good to talk to you. Thanks so much.
Oh, of course.
Tiffany Booth works at the Seaside Aquarium in Seaside, Oregon, and you can see some of her photos of those red rock formations at our website, npr.org.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.